I'm Sydney Waters with the Cape Girardeau Better Business Bureau, and this is your Consumer Handbook. BBB reminds consumers to use extra caution when publicly posting on social media to resolve an issue with a business. With imposter scams on the rise, fraudsters are creating fake customer support accounts, including for the BBB, to target users seeking business resolutions. How the scam works. You log on to your social media account to post about an issue with a business's product or service, hoping for a quick resolution. You tag the business and await a response. In a few minutes, you notice a reply to your post from an account that appears to be from the business's customer support team. You may even receive multiple responses from several different customer support accounts, each claiming that they can help you resolve the issue if you direct message them with all the details, including personal information like your phone number. In reality, the customer support account is fake. If you message one of these accounts instead of resolving the issue with the business as you anticipated, you may end up with a bigger headache after handing over your personal or financial information to a scammer. So how do you avoid these customer support imposter scams? First, look at the customer support account's profile. Most imposter accounts were recently created to attempt to fool customers. Check to see how long the account has been active and how many friends or followers it has. Real customer support accounts typically have a long history and have many followers. Remember, verification is now a paid service, so thoroughly inspect the account before you act. Telltale signs of a fake account include spelling or grammar errors, stock image profile pictures, and social media handles that look illegitimate. Use caution if you receive multiple responses. If you reach out to a business publicly on social media and receive several responses from multiple customer service accounts, take that as a major red flag. Do your due diligence and check whether the business's real customer service account responded. If the account looks fake, ignore them. Don't fall for fake account recovery services. If the issue you're looking to resolve with the business involves recovering a login or account, watch out for fake account recovery services responding to your post. You should never have to pay to recover your accounts. Never provide personal or financial information to a stranger. If the account you're messaging starts asking for your personal or financial information that has nothing to do with the issue at hand, stop communication with them immediately. Don't click any links that are sent to you. If the customer service agent sends you a link to a website to resolve your issue, think twice before clicking. Scammers are easily able to make fake websites and URLs that look legitimate, but are actually created to steal your information or install malware on your device. Refrain from downloading any attachments as well. When in doubt, stop communication and contact your customer service on your own. If you're questioning who you're messaging on social media, your best bet is to go to the business's real website and find their customer support contact information there. Even if social media is your preferred method of communication, calling the business may be the safest route. For more information like this from the Consumer Handbook, visit krcu.org.